Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This whole thing with Fauci and expertise, well, people started doing it when they saw there wasn't necessarily science or expertise behind this, as much as they were just wired in and they were using the threat of government or something else to get you to do what they wanted you to do. They had an agenda versus no. So I just thought I'd throw it out. You know, who is expert out there that we still listen? That might be a side question even, but people that are deemed experts in something that we still listen to. And people were wearing shirts yesterday that said ivermectin on them there in the hearing room around Fauci. Several of them have ivermectin. And ivermectin, I remember at the height of it, seemed to be one of the biggest things that drove this. We were led to believe, I remember the day it broke, people using ivermectin. Oh, man, these people are using something you only use with horses and other animals.
Yeah.
Then it turned out, yes, there is that ivermectin, but then there was a form, another form that was used, Japan principally, and the results that people had with this. So this is bigger than just Dr. Fauci. It's about the whole idea of how the Democrat Party, at least progressives, have gotten into this mindset in any walk of life that they just know better about what the world is made up of, what's accurate, what's scientific, what is true, what reality is, and the rest of it's are kind of knuckle-draggers if we differ with them on this. And that's where a lot of the big battle is. So I see it even in sports. I see people that get married to analytics. You know, analytics are okay, but I go with the eye test. And I look at Ben Simmons, for example. I'm not drafting that guy. I don't care what you tell me. I know he's a loser. I don't even have to talk with him. A guy that doesn't get the number one thing to do in sports is to shoot well, and he refuses even to shoot. Well, right there, I'd have to say that might be a deal breaker. You know, that's not someplace you want to go.
That's kind of obvious.
But you hear experts. Look at the Sixers draft picks. And you've, or how in the world, I happened to see him the other night, Dan, there was a show on about quarterbacks, and it was Jalen Reagor, right? Who the Eagles picked in the first round pretty high as a receiver, right? Cousins is throwing the ball. There's about three quarterbacks. And Reagor is standing there, sitting down in his zone. He's throwing the ball to him, and all of a sudden he moves for no reason we can think of. And Cousins is a pretty decent family guy, and he erupts on the bench. I told you about this guy. Look at this. Why would you do that? How in the world does stuff like that happen with all the money spent and all the alleged experts? Well, you know, and bigger things like COVID, like Fauci, people see what goes on in this. And yet yesterday, the Democrats were unrelenting. That was part of it. on doubling down on this. There were two parts. One, you will listen to our experts. Two, you will shut up, because if you talk and push back on Dr. Fauci, he's going to get death threats. Now, we already explained this. No rational person wants death threats, should be making death threats, all of that. Ah, are you saying this, Dan?
Yeah, put that up there.
Yeah. If you can't trust experts, then who the heck can we trust?
Personal question I have trouble with, I struggle with.
What, experts?
Yeah, well, who the hell do we listen to anymore if the... I mean, this is the number one alleged expert on science,
yes,
telling us we have to trust the science, and it's coming out now that a lot of what he said is fabricated or politically driven.
So exactly.
And so I'm just underlying your point, though, and I'm asking you, though, for your thoughts. If you can't trust the, quote, experts, who do we trust? Like if there's another pandemic or something.
Right.
Do we?
Yes. Well, that's why we should look at who got it right on this stuff. Who is it that was right? All right, I'll tell you who I trust on this. And I forget how you pronounce it. It's Dr. J, the guy out there in Stanford. Yes, he was right on this. He was right up and down the line. He was reasonable on all these things. He wasn't saying wild stuff. Dr. Damsker, Dan, here locally. And all these news are, there's Dan and I, and the Inquirer's got 500 of us. They need 1,000 at least. They need 10,000. Do they even explore with Dr. Damsker? What happened there? Why are you in the basement? I trust him. Every time he was on, he was our person of the year. He was provocative. He was pushing the envelope to get schools and businesses open, but he was very reasonable.
He wasn't even provocative. He was just being truthful as an expert.
Well, right, you know, right. I mean, provocative versus the so-called
experts.
He
wasn't playing the games that people wanted him to play.
Right, exactly. And he was spot on. He was right. So we have to look at who was right during COVID. How does Randy Weingarten ever get listened to on anything? These teachers' unions and others. They had an agenda. So you need experts. Dr. Paul Offit over at Children's Hospital, I trust on these things. I've interviewed him several times. There are people out there with expertise who have been right, don't have an agenda. You know, everybody has an agenda, but it's not overwhelming like Fauci, like we've seen. Here's an example. This is cut 8. I don't trust any of these historians. Remember these historians they used to bring on? They study something. They tell you really... give you context of history, John Meacham here, Michael Beschloss, and this other phony, Douglas Brinkley. Listen to Brinkley cut 8, tell us, yeah, what the Trump conviction means to us.
2 years shy of this country's 250th birthday, 12 New York jurors have convicted former President Donald Trump on 34 counts for falsifying business records in an attempt to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. When the guilty verdicts were read this past week, America, in a tangible way, rechristened itself as a republic. It was a sobering reminder that every American is precisely equal before the law. I've always admired Thomas Jefferson for wanting no title before his name except Mr. Like the other founders, he didn't want or expect special treatment under the law.
This is long from over.
Former President Trump's conviction proves that in the eyes of the law, even an ex-president is just another Mr. It's also worth noting that this kind of jury trial never could have happened in the authoritarian countries that Mr. Trump so admires. Xi of China, Russia's Putin, Hungary's Orban, Erdogan of Turkey, none would ever be tried by a jury of their peers. Unlike those countries, the United States vigorously upholds the rule of law. Our founders ardently believed liberty and justice for all would bring monarchs, despots, and populist demagogues to heal. The good news
that's
is
enough.
That
that's enough. It seems like he's reading an audio tape here. Populist demagogues. Okay. Yeah. But we don't like populism either. You know why? Because populism means that people have intelligence. People see what's going on, not just the alleged elites or experts dictating that to us. So there's a fine line here between being reckless during COVID and going with crackpots. And we could talk about any number of them. And, well, Joe Rogan, Dan, I would put Rogan in the crackpot type of thing more than in the side. I mean, I like that he was provocative. He brought on different guests, but he's a crackpot in the end. you know, if you're taking your medical advice to him, I support your right to do it. But I don't support that as something that I think is valid. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So the Republic was refreshed here by this conviction. The line that's out there right now about the Trump trial, it shows that we're all created equal. We're all on the same level. Now, that's not true. Hunter Biden is an example right here. This is a clear-cut case of what he did, of what he did during his addiction. Various people are going to testify about his crack addiction and other people engaged. But in the end, he did this. Now, should he go to jail for doing this? As much as I despise the whole Biden enterprise and Hunter Biden, that's a question, you know, for the mistakes that can be made. How big of a crime is this, et cetera? But we're not going to say that with Trump. What we're going to do with Trump is we're going to cobble this together. Now, I do have some results. We had on Wesley Hunt, and he talked about how much money has been raised. The startling fact there is how new some of these donors are. Every day I get something from somebody telling me how much they're donating that they've never donated before. Several polls out. Donald Trump was convicted of 34 charges. This is a YouGov poll, including for falsifying business records to reimburse his lawyer for payments made to an adult film actress. Does Donald Trump's conviction make you more likely to vote for him? 26% less likely to vote for him, 27%, 39% no. And I have a whole stack of polls here, particularly with independents, that one of two things is happening, at least in this point, and it's early on. People are either saying not much of a difference, it's not on the radar screen, or it's within a point one way or the other about more intensity for Trump or less intensity. In other words, there's nothing staggering happening here except for one thing. This is not getting people on the other side fired up to go after Trump more as much as it's energizing people. Now, the question is, though, will this energy fade? Are these people donating money, coming to rallies, buying Trump gear? Will they show up and vote? And I got to tell you, because I want to win, I'm not sure of that. There's only one way I know to take these people who are fired up over this but may not vote, and that's to try to get them early on to bank their vote, mail-in balloting. There's only one person that can do that. I don't want to be looking back and saying on November 6th, only if Trump had talked about the mail-in ballot more directly, early voting, those kinds of things. Certainly the money's rolling in. The polling is indicative of this being a wash pretty at this point. Now, things could turn. And I think it's approaching 50-50 that Judge Marchand could recommend or demand jail time for President Trump. If he does that, then all bets are off the energy level that we'll see. But the polling so far is not hugely, oh, I can't vote for Trump now. It's not there. There are people saying that. But there are people more energized on the other side by this. So, you know, Democrats roll the dice on this. They may win marginally or they may not. If there's more turnout of people now that are fired up over this, that will more than make up for those who are going to use it to say, I can't vote for Trump. So we're going to need weeks of this, is what I'm saying. We're going to need, once things fade, it's starting to feel to me like this. It seems like a million years ago that the verdict came down. But the independents have not abandoned Trump in the three or four polls that I've seen. But it doesn't mean that it's not marginally harmful, potentially. But there are really good signs, too. So I would put it at this point at a wash. So how we go forward from here depends on what happens next with the sentencing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Hunter Biden. And along those lines, what the Biden people say about it. That trial may be over in 2 weeks. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push #1210. We'll get you on board. Got a lot more to say about Fauci, but I'm looking each day to see polling metrics that indicate what does this mean. And at this point, the money raised and the energy have an edge over any downside. Not to say that's going to continue to stick. And I'm still not. You're going to have to convince me. I mean, all the money in the world, people donating, raising, going to rallies, buying stuff, talking up Trump, were outraged. Are they going to vote in the end? If you want to win, we're going to need Trump. And I know people, you know, want to get into fantasy world. This is one already. Because these are all good results. Well, the only thing that matters is people actually voting. What would stop them from doing it? I mean, I can't answer by then. It could be a million things. That's why just one big moment. Mail-in ballot, early voting, all the things he sort of mentioned on Truth Social. Just do that with a friendly interviewer. Get it out there all over the place. Take Trump saying it. Move on. And then start to drill down with this. Good sign tonight, as we had on Congressman Wesley Hunt. They're opening up an office, 8002 Frankfort Avenue, around 415. And I think he'll be there around 5. Volunteers. We're getting volunteers. We're getting volunteers to get out to vote. But you know what? You know what the ultimate endorsement here. We have to win. I just don't know why this is so difficult. Dan, do you have any theories? Surely. Let's go through them. Trump doesn't know how to pivot on this. Of course he does. He pivots on anything in mid-sentence. He's the greatest. His footwork on pivoting, you know. Mm-hmm. Look at the abortion. Look how he handled abortion. Is abortion front and center now? Now, abortion is lurking out there. We all know what the lurk is going to be. Is the Supreme Court going to say, because of the FDA and different restrictions, you can't be sending that birth control pill or medical across state lines? What am I betting on that one? Man, I'm betting on a 5-4. They're going to say you can't. And you know what's going to happen then. All hell's going to break loose. But for now, Trump has pivoted well, much better than a DeSantis or anybody else on abortion. Why can't he pivot on the mail-in ballot? Give it to me. Just give it. Why? You don't have an answer.
No, I have no idea.
I understand.
Yeah.
Is it stubbornness?
Like, is it because he thinks it's going to make him look hypocritical if he speaks out against it? I mean, we've been playing here that essentially, you know, that this is now the three-point line, and you don't want to be the guys that aren't utilizing the three-point line.
Right.
You know, you got to play by the current rules, and you can also fight against the rules and try to get things changed, but they're currently set, and you got to play the game and try to win it while also fighting back against it. I don't know. Does Trump think that that won't play with his voters? It's not going to lose voters because of that.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it is? If you're a Trump supporter, does he think it's not going to play with you? He pivots on everything else. Danny, put the people that are just our way or the highway pro-lifers. Where are they now? Are they bringing down the Trump campaign? No, they're scared to death. They're marginalized. He didn't give them what they wanted. Ron DeSantis tried to do it. 6-week abortion ban. Insanity. Who came out well in this? Trump. Why is this the one stumbling area? Just say it. I'd like to hear it once a month. Anecdotes, things of that nature, joking, you know, whatever. Talk to Scott Presler. Talk to others with expertise in this. Athen, our guy here, that shows that this has been buttoned up, right?
The only other thing I can think is, in Donald Trump's mind, does he think that there's no way we're going to have a secure election if we have mail-in ballots? It just makes it easier for the Dems to cheat.
Okay, and then my counter is, though, Dan, I look at the playing field here. So the referees are going to let the Democrats, if their foot touches the line, still give them 3 points. So we're not going to shoot 3-pointers at all, though, while they're shooting them, right?
Yeah, it's a good analogy.
Yeah, so I just think of that poor woman out of Montgomery County, who's, I think, a brilliant jurist, Carlucci, right, on the show, against a hack. the McCaffrey guy.
All right, here's another angle. PA Pyrotechnic fan on YouTube, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@12thandwphg. Please go like and subscribe. Says nobody's going to leave Trump, and we need to make sure that they don't cheat. So I'm assuming, reading between the lines, that, you know, this would essentially be hypocritical in his eyes for Trump to utilize mail-in balloting while call it a way to cheat.
Okay, well, I'll tell you right here and right now, then, you're not going to win. Why didn't we win in 2020? What is it that's different? They're using a mail-in ballot. We only need a few more percentage points. What don't you understand? Do you want to not win?
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the only thing that matters here, winning.
I mean, make it harder for them to cheat. And you do that overloading their systems with mail-in ballots.
Right. We're talking about election integrity is the defense and mail-in balloting is the offense. We're not just talking about offense here. We're talking about defense.
Bill Baggins just reinforced maybe he knows it's easier to steal our votes in the mail. He's usually right and has more info than we do.
How are they... All right, so...
I don't know.
So why have Democrats won in these other election after election years since we've had mail-in balloting? Well, what's different this time then? This is still relatively close. 855-839-1210. I am the biggest proponent of an all-out hand-to-hand combat on election integrity. That means closing up every loophole we can, putting the fear of God. We told you yesterday they have like 400 lawsuits already fighting on this. All right? What do you want them to do exactly on that front? They're still going to try to do it. We have to limit it as much as we can.
Does it make it an easier for Wynn to say, hey, look, if you're going to fight so hard against this, why did you utilize it yourself? Is that what we're fearful of?
I don't know. I thought this was passed.
Me too.
And you can't really believe, though, that you're going to show up on election day, say a million votes down in Pennsylvania, and pull it out on election day. Not going to happen. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board.
And again, I want to underline, you said they should really look to Scott Pressler. Like, the guy has taken off virally on Twitter because there are so many Trump supporters that see the value in what he's doing. I don't see why Trump himself doesn't see it.
I think he does. I'm sure Laura Trump. Does Laura Trump want to lose? Laura Trump is in his ear probably day and night. All right, AT&T. If you want to invest money in having, Dan, right now, get people then to work in the Postal Service. I'm serious. Put them undercover. Invest $1 million in it just in the swing states to sniff out any and all things that they may try to do. I'm on board with that. Tell me what you want to do on the defense. I'm on board.
Well, you know how the left media is going to frame that is, oh, Trump instills postal service workers to aid in him cheating.
That's okay. They can do that. But I'm convinced you're not going to win if you don't take advantage of the three-point shot. Not going to win on election day.
More on Twitter?
Yes.
Coin Collector says, because Democrats count them all, the mail-in ballots.
Count them. I don't know what that means.
Like he's saying that the ones that are doing the counting of the mail-in balloting behind the scenes are all Democrats, so you know they're going to treat them unfairly and biased.
Well, that's not true because we've already talked about this, even with drop boxes, Dan. 57 out of the counties in Pennsylvania are run by Republicans. We've already addressed that. Put the drop box at a gun shop, at a church, you know, all the usual places where Democrats are not going to show up. They have the power to do it. Do it. Because they're going to put drop boxes out there. Now, having monitors of those drop boxes and being on them, that's the defense. The offense is put them out there in the red counties in Pennsylvania. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. And I don't want to be the guy, see, I told you so. You didn't do mail-in ballot. I don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to have any November 6th conversation like that. I want one thing to win. If you can show me still coming out against mail-in balloting is the way to win, I got to see that. You got to convince me. You can send me emails. You can tell me your argument. We ought to be all out against mail-in balloting. If you're so afraid of it, that's the way to win. Tom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. The hopeful note is that President Biden is at least pretending to do something about the border. Now it's up to President Trump and Republicans to frame this correctly to make two points. One, why do this suddenly with the power that you find? Why not just do what Trump did, which was keep people in Mexico? Why continue to pretend that you're doing a little bit of this, but not too much of it? And then give them the numbers of people between gotaways and people we're allowing asylum to get in, or alleged asylum. It will still probably reach easily 1 million people this year. So I'm starting to be convinced in certain areas when we talk with Wesley Hunt today, with certain voters, that this is the number one issue, or this is an issue they bring up emotionally. But it's not just about these policies. It's about the infrastructure of the election. It's about winning. And I can tell we still have people out there that think, okay, I can't sign off on this. So you believe you're going to win just on election day. You know, Laura Trump, people like that, do you think they're not knowledgeable what's going on here? Michael Whatley, Dan, that guy is the preeminent guy from 2020. That's why Trump picked him, to try put a stop to Democrat shenanigans, the head of the RNC. And he's on the show and nationally had him on. He's on board with mail-in balloting. It's a two-pronged approach. But if you don't do it, you're going to continue to get these results. They're starting a game. They're firing at a basket, running up and down the field for days before you get the first shot. It's not possible unless it's just a blowout. And this is going to be close. I mean, the odds are on the side of Trump in this, jail time or not jail time, for obvious reasons with Biden. But it's going to be close. So you need to do two things. You need to stop their shenanigans as best you can. And you need to bank your vote and turn out your vote. Let's go to Jeff in Cinnaminson. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, it's Jeff. Let me do me a favor. Let me pull over here real quick.
Sure, actually, sure. Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, please do that, Jeff.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah. I was on my way back to work, and they actually closed the road right up in there. Well, okay, so I just have a real quick comment.
Sounds miserable.
That I don't understand why all Republicans aren't saying that we expect the Democrats to cheat. Like, why isn't everyone on the right saying that? You know, I mean, if we're going to be serious about winning, I think the issue that we had with court cases in 2020 was latches, right? So they didn't have anything prepared, so they couldn't come back and say, oh, you know, we didn't expect a problem, so we're not going to see your evidence. So we should be telling courts that, yeah, we expect to see a problem, so prepare for these cases.
Well, they already are. Dan, would you just take a note, and I'll help you with it. I'm going to put a stop to some of this stuff, though, Jeff. We're going to get Stephen Miller on. Now, that guy ought to be impeccable as a driven Trump guy.
We can do that.
He's already filed, I think, 400, 600 peremptory lawsuits going after them on this. But, Jeff, I have to say, we were caught with our pants down with Zuckerbucks and what they rolled out at that point in 2020, even though we were talking about it in talk radio, they seemed to be in shock with it. It was very effective. And I still think that these early polling places they set up, they're polling places. If you're dropping a vote off there, that's a polling place. We ought to be able to watch you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's obvious. But I mean, aside from that, though, say, for example, when anybody on the media says, you know, are you going to accept the results?
Right.
We should be saying we expect you to cheat.
Well, yeah, no, right. That's it. Well, and, you know, Jeff, we showed what they're driven to. The best example I can give is the book bar woman who was the Secretary of State, so driven to push Biden over the finish line. Her office of about 100 people did not put out the legal notice on the vote for victims of sexual abuse to open that up. As a result, those poor people have had to wait. Now it's going on like 4 years, and she was ousted from her position. That's how crazed she was. She was in the center of it. But here's a question for you. What about mail-in balloting? That's the offense side.
Yeah, we have to. We have to. We've got to do everything. You're saying, it's like we're not taking the 3-point shot. We have to participate while we fight. You know, we can't take our pieces off the table and then expect to win. It's insane.
Yeah, but I let your answers to say yes. We expect them to cheat. Why does Philadelphia have this reputation? Because they do it, and they've done it over the years. Thank you, Jeff, and drive safely. I mean, then you get the thing, well, you know, there's cheating, but it wasn't enough to make a difference. Dan, you know the metric of how effective, and I've told this to Laura Trump on the air, how effective they'll be with volunteers? And I'm betting it's an awful ask. Are we going to have a poll watcher in every polling place in Philadelphia on Election Day? Linda Kearns has gone crazy with great stuff, Laura Trump and all. And the only way that you're going to do that, Dan, you got to put money into it. You have the poll watcher. You have a guard that is legally able to carry in Philadelphia, right? And you have a lawyer that's covering maybe 8 to 10 of these in a small geographic area. That's what's needed in Philadelphia. A poll watcher in every place, a guard, and lawyer for every 8 to 10 of these people. If we ever got 100% of poll watchers in Philadelphia, it would be a miracle. Maybe even 50%. That's what you're up against.
One more YouTube comments?
Yeah, go ahead.
Suze loves Jeffy. YouTube.com/@12WPHD. Go like and subscribe. Says, I'm not against mailing it in, just skeptical it makes sense when I go in person and know my vote was taken. If I mail it in, I can't go to the polls too. When I dropped off my ballot at our local library, there were two men watching the box. Both looked at it to be sure I signed and dated it. So they're saying feels more comfort that knowing that her vote will be counted, and I guess spreading the message to other conservatives that to ensure that your vote is indeed counted, you have to be there physically at the polls.
Right. I hear that. And Dan, here's the other thing. We're drilling down to the most granular possible, right? And I'm not even doing this as my mission. I'm still doing talk radio. But when we had Laura Trump on, and we can play that back, it's not today. We talked about chain of custody, and she was all on that. It's not just at the polling place. It's at the counting places, okay? We have Linda Kearns on. We're on that. They're on it. Now, that doesn't mean there's not something going on out there that you got to be ready for any shock with what they're up to. Welcome in. So I'm just looking at Mike Watley, we've had on, the head of the RNC. And he is a great, he'd be, if you follow NBA, Tom Thibodeau, he'd be the defensive genius. He's the guy Trump brought in to push back on this, to sniff out all of it, co-chair of the RNC. He was on Newsmax today, and he said that, yes, they are preparing for the possibility that President Trump could address the Republican National Convention from prison. You know, I realize how limiting this stuff would be. But if Marchand dared to put him in prison, how would that cut? I think it cuts Trump's way. I think people would say, you know, that's it. It's one thing, this conviction, what we've seen, the energy around that. But imprisoning him 4 days before the election... That's why I like that Congressman Mills' idea to nominate Trump. It would be digital. They wouldn't be in Milwaukee yet. On July 4th. Do it on July 4th. You get another bite at the apple then, particularly if it's from prison, part two. All right. But more is needed on the offensive side. Defensive side, I think they're doing great stuff. Now, you're going to say, yeah, but what about this? Okay, that's what they're going to try to do. I'm not saying you're going to shut down every element of this. What we're trying to do is to shut down enough to win. And or continue to prosecute after the election. You know, keep it in balance. Maybe the Supreme Court has to get into it. Who knows at this point? That's how close this could be. But I'm convinced more every day by everybody that I talk with that are right on top of this stuff that it's going to come down to Pennsylvania. Here's what the best scenario is coming down to. Trump looks great, even post the polling has not changed in the swing states of Arizona, Georgia, and even Nevada. As tough as, in fact, here's a big lawsuit, Dan, in Nevada. They're going all out as we speak, several Trump operative groups, to take out of the voting rolls those who are registered to vote, saying their residence is a casino, not a hotel room, but the casino. I mean, and stuff like that. There's thousands of them. They're on it. They're going after it. That's all that you can do in this situation. I would bet anything Trump's going to win Georgia. It looks tremendous there. And Arizona, even with the difficulties with Phoenix, I realize. And Nevada, which has gone Democrat, I think he's got a better chance than Biden there. So if he does that, and he holds what he got in 2020, which I think is going to happen, it comes down to he has to pull off either Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania. And I still think in the end, Michigan is tough territory. All right, I know about the Muslim vote, Arab vote. Oh, I know all that stuff. But I just think, and Wisconsin is amazing that he won there in 2016. It comes down to where we are. So what's the best course of action? All right, side question today is, hit us with that all-time fictional town, TV or film. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. I would just tell everybody to just Google the Barrington Accord, Barrington Accord, and they will see that there was a lot of reputation to doubt Dr. Fauci out there, but the media just never told us about it.
Yeah, and Dr. J is one of the most prominent guys over at Stanford. So when people ask me to name somebody prominent who was mainstream but was against what Fauci was saying, he's probably the biggest gun that I can bring out.
Well, I would submit to you that if you're looking for a day of reckoning, you're never going to get it with this current media that we have. They won't allow it. But I have an idea. For every sign somebody sees that has a picture of Trump with convicted felon next to it, put up a sign next to it with a picture of Joe Biden that says unconvicted felon. And I'll bet you that will resonate more with voters than all the money they spent to persecute Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
My side answer for today is Bedrock. Not because it's a place I want to live. It looks like the architecture is very basic, and they don't even have screens in their windows. And their pet cats are bigger than I am. So I think I'll avoid it. But I think it was a nice town to watch on the Flintstones. You guys have a great day.
All right, thank you, Robert. All right, more calls coming up here at 855-839-1210. Don't forget, we'll have Dom's Money Melody with Dan back at the controls. Biden ready to speak today to tell us what he's going to do on the border. But I get you on your concern coming off 2020. And I could tell you the RNC is not just looking at polling places, but the chain of custody of those votes. Where do they go? The central counting and all that. The biggest thing they have to rally around in Pennsylvania, they have the money. The count does not stop no matter what. They have to keep counting, tagging another group of people to count.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.